This spring house has been the Greenbrier symbol for generations. That dome protects the white sulfur spring that gave this property its first name. For the first 125 years of its existence, this resort was known as White Sulfur Springs.
1700s, the Indians used to take refuge here and, quote unquote, take the waters. And then the settlers that came through this area wondered why they were spending so much time around the waters. And they themselves discovered now what everyone that comes to the resort knows today as White Sulfur Springs or taking the cure. And so the resort is founded around a very natural element.
As time went on, people from across the country made the journey to West Virginia, even from New Orleans, to get a taste of the spring's healing powers.
Back in the day, the guests that would travel here would, quote unquote, take the cure. And really, it's a cleanse. It cleanses your system. That was probably the nicest way that we could put it, but that's what they would come here for. Now it offers a lot of therapeutic measures when you soak in it. And so it's great on your joints, it's great on your fatigue, and so many people will come just to soak in the waters. It's no longer drinking it, it's literally soaking in it and breathing in the fumes from the white sulfur.
The sulfur water still bubbles out of the ground at 62 degrees today before it's pumped into the resort spa. Now, Saints players will be invited to bathe in it and soak up its healing powers. However, they probably should not drink it. That was a daily ritual back in the 1800s, believed to be essential for internal organ health.